What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun. Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island opens its gates April 20th.
Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the Just Capital seal. Bank of America is ranked number one for ongoing commitment to their workers with initiatives like Sharing Success, which awarded 97% of their teammates additional compensation, nearly all in stock. This is the program's seventh consecutive year, awarding more than $4.8 billion in total. Visit JustCapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Introduce you to Jerky. That's right, he's here to tell us about this cool website called Jerkmate, a place where you can chat and interact with thousands of open-minded models who will gladly perform your naughty desires in real time. Jerkmate is the ultimate live cam experience for grown-ups on the web. There's literally something for everyone inside. What you want is what you get. And what makes Jerkmate special is Jerky, your friendly robot assistant that helps you find your perfect partner among girls, boys, trans, and even couples who match your personality and desires. Thanks so much, Jerky. Click the link in the video description and go to jerkmate.com and use code Alexis. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back season four. I'm excited today because we have Jerkmate model Amber Alina. Hello. Welcome. Hi. To Private Talk.
Hello.
I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming, taking the time. So I recently saw an interview you did with Vice. Tell us a little bit about that. How is that experience? How is that working for, you know, a big company like that?
It was a lot of fun working with them. They're really nice people. The location was cool. Lots of plants and, like, very nature-y vibes. And they made everything just feel easy and super down to earth.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of the Private Talk people out there that do not know you yet, that are going to come in and see all your sites and stuff on Jerkmate and all, tell us about the Vice interview. Like, how was that? How is the, you know, working with them? Can you tell us a little bit about it without giving it all away so they can go and see it after the show?
Oh, yeah. So basically what it was like is there was a lot of people to meet, and we all sat down and they asked questions about, like, who I was and how I felt about being a cam model. And they asked about my day-to-day life as a cam model, like the things I do to get ready, how I prepare, and then what I do when I log off. Like my hobbies, and I guess they wanted to get to know me as a person, not just what I do as a job.
Just not the cam model. We want to know, yeah, who Amber really is.
Yeah, and I liked that a lot. Yeah.
So what would you say you took away from that interview?
I took away a few things, like that it was a cool experience. Like,
awesome.
I was like, oh, like I kept thinking that in my head, like, that's so cool.
Did you have a misconception because it was like a mainstream type thing that you thought it would be kind of negative, or did you always go in with a positive mindset? Because you seem pretty big about energy and that.
Yeah, I actually hold a lot of positivity inside. Like, people let me know to, I guess, prepare me that it was possible that there would be negativity. And I don't know, I didn't let it get to me. I thought about it for a few minutes and I was like, you know, it is what it is. Like, not everybody's going to accept what I do, and that's okay. I just kind of made peace with it.
I love that. I feel like, you know, that really kind of makes who you are. And I feel like if you're being true to who you are, then nothing can really be negative for you, because it's like you're standing your ground of who you are and what you want to do. You're a beautiful lady who wants to do cam modeling, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So you're a Jerk Mate model. How do you like working with that company, and what, you know, what is it like working for that platform? So those people out there that maybe have been kind of on the fence about maybe joining a cam model agency, how do you like working with Jerk Mate?
I like working with Jerk Mates a lot, and I would say for anyone that wants to be a model, like, do your research and, you know, pick what's right for you. And but I personally, I love it. I love working for them. We, as models, we get to set our own hours. We have a lot of control about how we want to present ourselves, so we get to pick our own outfits, our own makeup, and I like that.
So you get total control.
Yeah, and that's maybe one of my favorite things about being a cam model. It's like, it doesn't have to be a 9-to-5 suit and tie kind of thing. You have a lot of ability to be yourself and do things how you want.
I like that. So we've talked about, you know, there's all different kinds of cam sites, and Jerk Mate is obviously our sponsor of this show. So we want to highlight with their, you know, their platform. What kind of features do they have that you really like using that's different and sets them apart from others?
I like how easy it is to chat with fans. I like how it's like I do it all the time, so I don't really break it down like step by step what it's like. It's like I like the colors of the platform, like little stuff like that makes me happy. I like even the like the little music kind of things we have when people like tip or
they chime in, like the little like the noises in the sides.
Yeah, like the little cutesy stuff means a lot to me. So it's like, oh, that's
is that because it represents your personality?
Yeah, because it's like, it reminds me how lighthearted and how we're just there to have fun. So, yeah.
I love that. You got it. I always feel like, you know, when I was in the adult industry and me being on set was always about keeping the fun. Like, yes, it is a job. Yes, you know, it's sexual related in sense, but it's like, you got to have fun. Because if not, why do it? You know what I mean? And I think that also exudes on camera and brings more fans and that keep on coming back for more because you have such a positive, bright attitude about doing what you love.
I would say the job aspect of it is more like taking responsibility for when we choose to show up, like setting our own schedule, like trying to be like, okay, let's be responsible. I'm going to show up these days and this time. Like that's kind of the work aspect of it.
Okay.
So that's cool. But yeah.
So with Jerk Mate, bring us, you know, to a day in the life. You know, I know you said you talked about it on Vice, but we're at Private Talk with Alexis Texas, so I got to know all the goods. What is a, you know, regular typical day if you're going to be on a Jerk Mate site? What are you doing? How long do you work? Like, how does it really work for you and your fan base?
Okay. Well, I want to emphasize first, we can all do it differently. So what I'm about to say is my own personal way that I do it, but no one has to do it exactly the way I do it. But, like, I like to put in, like, maybe 4 to 5 days a week, about 5 to 6 hours. If we have events, like competitions, then maybe I'll double my time. I'll do, like, 8, 10, 12 hours.
Could you explain to us, like, a competition? Like, what is something that would be that a competition you've had in the past with Jerk Mate?
So we'll have competitions based on, like, holidays, like if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, St. Patty's. And we'll get emails in our inbox about like, oh, it's Christmas, so dress Christmassy. And then that's kind of it. We dress for the holiday or for the season.
But are you competing against other Jerk Mate cam models for something? Like what is the contest? Are you just trying to get more viewers to like a Christmas special? Like what is, I mean, a contest to me means we're competing against something. I'm competitive.
Oh.
I played sports my whole life. So I'm like, what are we winning? Do we get?
Okay, that is true. So like a contest is we are competing against, I guess, other models. Like it's to see like how much we can earn. And based on that, then.
So
it's
based
like,
on a tipping scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
So based on a tipping scale, like the more you do, then at the end of the event, we get like a bigger prize money and it'll be like rank 1 through 10, rank 10 through 20. So it'll vary based on that. Yeah.
Money is always a good incentive. You know what I mean? You want to be the top, especially around Christmas times and things like that. It makes it even that much more special.
True. True. Yes.
So have you been one of your top earners?
Yeah. Like I go into it like I'll hit a certain rank and I'll see what I do, and then I just use it as motivation. So it's like whatever that number is, I'll look at it and I'll kind of break it down mentally, like, okay, I could have done this better, or I could have done that. And then for the next event, I try to go into it like, okay, I want to beat that. I want to top that number.
There you go. See, there's the competitive nature. It has to come out of you a little bit. Like I said, you say contest. You know, yeah. You always have to, like, you know, strive to, even if you're only competing against yourself, doing better than you did last time, I feel like is important too. I feel like a lot of girls in the industry, sometimes it's like they think we're all competing against each other. I think there's a lane for everybody. And I think that, like you said, you know, earlier in your description, was what you do, how you do it, but that's what uniquely makes you you. And that what makes your fans come back and has that, you know, the recycle of them wanting more and being like, oh, you know, I want to see what you're up to.
Yeah, I would say for competitions, I don't compete with other people. Like, mentally, it's definitely myself. Like, yeah.
So how long have you been with the Jerkmate platform?
A few years, about three.
3 years? Love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Love it? Want some more of it?
Yeah.
I like it. So walk us through, what kind of things do you do on your live shows?
So
Are you just, you know, do you do more dirty talk? Do you just do solos? Do you have other Jerkmate models on your site with you? What kind of content, I guess, are you creating where they can see it on Jerkmate?
I perform solo, but we do have the option to perform with other people if we want. But personally, I always choose to go solo. I do dirty talk, which is a lot of fun. But I also talk to customers about, like, just everyday stuff too. I dance and move around. And
can you give us an example of your dirty talk?
It's so corny.
We want to hear it. We want to hear it.
I'll say, like, silly things like, oh, you want me to shake my tits? Or, yeah, I like your big cock. Or, yeah, you're so hot. Like, I'll say stuff like that.
I love it. You get so shy. But, you're a cam model. Are you still shy when it comes to those things as far as being sexual, you know?
Sort of. It's like in the moment when I know I'm talking to a customer, it's like a switch, like a light switch goes off. And
so it's a persona.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like that's also, you know, like Alexis Texas is a persona, and I got a really dirty mouth too. You know, what would you say is the hardest thing you've ever had to say no to?
Just saying no sometimes. Like, for example, having to say no to simple things. Like, I've been asked if I was super flexible, like if I could do all kinds of splits or certain things, and I've had to say no to that, to be like, no.
You flexible?
I'm not that bendy.
Okay.
So
did you feel bad because you feel like you weren't going to deliver what they wanted, like in a people-pleasing sense, or just because you just don't like, it's hard for you to say no? Because if you can't do the splits, you can't do the splits. You don't want to hurt yourself either.
I would say both. Like, I learned through experience of trying to say yes to things that I couldn't really do. And in the moment of trying to give a show, I realized, like, oh, they're not really liking it. I'm not really liking it. And that kind of hurt. And then the other side of, yeah, sometimes it is just hard to say no, because it's like I want to make everybody happy. But I had to learn, like, yeah, I really can't do it all, and it's okay.
You got to make yourself happy first.
Yeah.
I used to have that written about by my door every time you go in and out. You always remember you're going to love yourself first.
Yes.
What companies would you want to work for? Just Capital is a nonprofit that tracks which companies are a force for good. Companies like Bank of America, which just earned the prestigious Just Capital 2024 seal. Bank of America is ranked #1 in the banking industry and #1 for their ongoing commitment to workers, offering best-in-class benefits, including a minimum wage of $25 an hour by 2025. Visit justcapital.com to learn how a just business is a better business.
Furnished by Just Capital.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee.
With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Describe something that is exciting in your life right now.
Just living life. It's like I wake up and sometimes I go to work, or if I'm not working, I read or go for walks. And it's like right now I'm just learning to appreciate the simple stuff and letting that excite me. Yeah.
I like that. Do you have any other job besides camming, or is that camming is your main thing right now?
Camming is my main thing. I do porn, but it's not my main focus. It's something I do sometimes, but yeah.
So do you do porn for other companies with other people, or you said you only do solo? Is that only for the cam side? Do you work with other performers as well?
So for camming itself, yeah, I'm totally solo. I'm open to working with other people, but I don't know. I guess I haven't really gone after that, but I always keep it in the back of my mind. Like, oh, if someone asks me, sure. For porn, yeah, I'll do boy, girl, or like girl, 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 boy. So yeah, I'll work with other people. Sometimes I do solo scenes for porn too. Yeah.
What's your favorite porn company to work for?
Brazzers.
Brazzers. Yeah. Yeah. Is there a particular person that's maybe your favorite co-star, female or male?
Not yet, and maybe not ever. It's like I always think like, oh, I'm going to have a favorite guy or girl, and then I get on set and we laugh and we have fun, and I'm like, oh, I liked it the same.
Do you think that you like the same as far as in what context? Like it's the same, like it's not any different that stands out where you're like, I like to be infatuated with them, or just like it's like more of a hangout where it's like, because you know you giggle and you laugh, but you like it earlier, you know, you're a stoner. Are you getting high with the co-stars, and is that why you're giggling and laughing? Or are you, you know, is it just, I feel like you kind of give off this shy persona sometimes as well.
I think it's the more fun, like, giggling aspect, getting to know people.
Yeah.
That's the parts I remember the most, because it's like I'll get the script and the emails and I'll run through it, and then, but when I leave, that's not really what I remember. It's like I remember sitting with the makeup artist and meeting the director and the other performers and us talking about everything else.
So the experience of being like on set with, is it like-minded people that are like kind of all kind of doing the same sex work in different ways?
Yeah.
All right. I vibe with that. What about females? Are you more particular to any females, or is it just overall for men and females you feel that way?
Both.
Is there a scene in particular that we could tell maybe some of your new fans from Private Talk that they should go and watch?
So for Brazzers, I don't remember any of the titles of my porn.
It's okay. You just tell them, describe it. Once they go and search your name, it'll be Amber Alina.
Okay, if you search my name, Amber Alina, for Brazzers, a lot of people like a scene I did for them where I was wearing like a blue sports bra and the zipper broke and the titties popped out.
Because your titties are so big, girl, you couldn't keep them inside.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Yeah.
That's funny.
More times than it should. So.
Hey, they're nice titties. You know, sometimes they want to be free. Mine's my ass. My ass just always wants to come out and play. He needs to be unleashed sometimes.
Your ass is hot.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If you could obtain any three skills in the world, what would they be?
More patience.
Okay. That's a good one.
Do better at multitasking. I wish I could do like 50 million things at the same time.
That's a lot. 50 million?
And cooking. I wish I was a good cook, but I suck at it. So.
Okay. There's always cooking classes, you know?
Yeah.
We can always do better. All right. Who was your first celebrity crush?
The classics, like Marlon Brando, Paul Newman, back in the day, vintage Hollywood people.
How old are you?
21.
and you like the old vintage Hollywood. That's very rare, I feel like, because I feel like I was like, I knew you were young, but I was like, I don't, with those people you're saying, I'm like, how old are you, girl? Are you lying to us? Is this a fake on your page?
It's like, I grew up watching like MacGyver and like I Love Lucy. So
did you have older brothers and sisters?
Yeah, just like older people in my life, like grandparents, and it's just what they would put on. And,
okay.
And they were more like, no, don't watch the new stuff. And so I don't know. I think
That's beautiful, though. I feel like a lot of people forget, like, those are classics, you know what I mean? But you just don't think a 21-year-old would say Marlon Brando. Like, have you masturbated to him?
No.
He's got those eyes, girl. You know, you never know.
They're hot people.
When you're crushing on someone, it's more than just the fact that, you know, like, you like what they're doing, you know? You like what they look like, what they bring, like, how – I feel like that time and era was, like, men were men. And they were just very, like, gentlemen and very just charismatic, like, very – all of those things in the right package. Where are those men at now?
There's something about it. It's like – there's something about Hollywood back then. Like, I think they even call it the golden age of Hollywood.
Did we miss out?
Sort of, a little bit. I don't know.
So with that being said, I don't know. We can either miss out or not. But how is your dating life now?
I'm actually single. I just decided that right now I wanted to take a break.
Okay. Well, does that mean that you were in a relationship and you chose yourself? Or what do you mean you just are not dating? When's the last time you dated?
Yep. I broke up with someone like a little over a year ago. And I didn't think I'd be single as long. So it's been over a year. I thought, oh, I'll date someone a few months later. But then I was like, no, I choose myself. And I liked it. So, yeah.
So being, you know, a jerk meet cam girl, is it hard to date? Because of that, did your partner have any issues with camming? Did they try to cam with you? Because sometimes I feel like it's always good in the beginning, and then they're like, try to change you or try to kind of get or either kind of creep in with you and be like, well, let's just do it together.
Yes, that is what I have encountered. Is it is hard to date in the industry, I think, as a model, because I have encountered people that in the beginning, I don't know, it's like, they're like, yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's great. And then a few weeks later, a few months later, they're really realizing what I do.
That it's actually a job and it's not just like a title on your Instagram, like bio.
Yeah. And then it's like, why can't you do something else? Or why are you doing it? It's like these little things here and there. And it's like, well, I support you, support me. And then I have to choose myself because it's like, well, I like what I do. So if you don't, then yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you get into the cam world? Or was porn first and then you did camming?
So it kind of happened a little bit at the same time, but I would say camming first. I knew someone that was already doing it, and they were like, hey, what do you think about it? Give it a try. And I was like, all right, cool. And I did, and I was like, yeah, I like it. So it was like that.
Did people in your life kind of think it – were they shocked? Were they like, oh, I figured she would do something like that? Were you like – was it kind of on brand like with who you are?
So my friends and family at the time, I think I got lucky because they just were supportive. They were like, yeah, awesome. Go for it.
Nice. So. I feel like that's very important to, you know, not everybody's stories is that way where they have the support, but I feel like when it is support behind you, especially by big prominent people in your life like family and those things, it helps you say fuck everybody else.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you have that family core of like, knowing that it doesn't matter what you chose to do, that they still love you for who you are, because at the end of the day, we're all still people. We put our pants on every single day, just like one another. It's all about respect and loving what you do, and I feel like that's very important, but I feel like a lot of people don't have that support system, so it's great to hear stories more like that, because I feel like that's the way it should be.
Exactly, yes.
Have you ever had any crazy fan interaction, or maybe somebody who's a regular on your Jerkmate account that's gotten too crazy?
Define crazy. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You tell me how your fans are. I mean, we all got kind of our crazy fans, and we can, you know, they can be a little aggressive sometimes. They can ask you some outlandish like requests, or they can maybe stalk you. Like, you could go all kinds of ways. You can go up and down.
My mind just went many directions, so I guess I've encountered this quite a few times.
Like, I like it. We want to hear it all. We want the truth, Amber. We want the truth.
Okay. I have done shows. And they were great. And then maybe after 3, 4, 5, or 10 shows with the same customer, then they were like, where do you live? Mm. I really want to get to know you. And so it's also against our rules. So it's like, no, I can't see you. I can't meet you. But sometimes.
Have you ever crossed the line and given your information?
No, never.
So how do you approach that something when that happens? You just say you just can't because of the rules?
Yeah, and that's where things get, that's where the crazy part comes in, because sometimes it hurts the customer's feelings. Mm-hmm.
Because they really believe that you are theirs.
Yeah, and they're like, well, I spent all this money or I spent all this time with you, and so then it gets a little crazy because I have to continue to say no, 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 and then if they're too persistent, then I have to make a choice at that point. After so many warnings, I have to choose. It's like, well, do I want to keep arguing with them and they're still spending money getting shows, or should I kick them out or block them? And at that point, they can message us. Mm-hmm. So if we block someone, they have the opportunity to go in our inbox and be like, I'm sorry, please unblock me. I won't do that again. So, yeah.
Has anybody crossed the barriers and found that information out by themselves? Like, have you had somebody, like, maybe show up somewhere that you didn't think? And, like, because back in the day, I feel like, too, when we were on social media, sometimes we would post where we are. And, like, you don't think that that could really be detrimental at the time. So it's like, you know, you learn later on to post when you leave or things like that. Has anybody ever kind of stepped out of line and kind of freaked you out a little bit about that?
Oh, no, no. I got really lucky. So, like, the person I knew that was already doing it, they were like, just make a fake location, like fake city. So that's how I learned very quickly that that was such a good thing to do. So I would sit there, like, in the chat room, and they'd be like, where are you from? Where you live? Mm-hmm. And I used to say a fake city. Mm. And then I would discover on social media or when I'd go back to work, they'd be like, hey, I was in that city, and I was looking for you. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad I never, you know.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's how I learned.
Because sometimes I feel like people are very smart and to manipulate information out of you. And it's not that we don't want to give that information, but it's also for our safety because we are, you know, crossing the lines when we're being nude or we're talking dirty and we're, you know, there's also. But there's boundaries within that that to keep us safe is like why we have certain standards and protocols in place to make sure that it all is okay.
Yes, and also we have rules. So we have like a code of conduct, and that's also how we learn really quickly too. Like it will say, don't do this, don't do this, and spell it out. So it's like no one can say, well, I
didn't know.
I didn't. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. But is it one of those things where it's like you just put, oh, I acknowledge and you accept and you don't really read it? Or are you saying that for code of conduct as performers and being with Jerkmate? Or does that also go in turn with the fan?
Oh, no. We actually have to read it. Like this is one of the other things I like about the Jerkmate. When I log on to start my stream, they have a pop-up that opens immediately. And there's certain things that we have to check every time. And one of those things says, I consent to not give my personal information where I am. So it's like a daily, every time.
So a reminder kind of thing or whatever. Not that you would want to, but just to be whatever. I like that. I like that. Good job, Jerkmate. I feel like for us to keep their safety of everything like that, sometimes you need a pop-up reminder. Sometimes you forget that you're not on the phone with your friend or a FaceTime call or something like that. What makes you smile? Besides Miss Texas.
Besides your beautiful self, okay. Corny jokes, like, I like comedy stuff or just, I don't know, silly things. Like, the simplest things really do make me happy. Like, if I hear, like, a kid laughing and they're happy, then I'll smile, even if I don't know that kid. Or, like the other day I was driving and the sky was just so pretty and I was like, and I just kind of smiled at, like, little stuff like that will make me happy.
I like that. What is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
There's too much. People give me so much advice.
Well, what's one that just sticks out in your mind that, you know, you always kind of live by? Or, you know, maybe it's your code of conduct of how, you know, you go about things. Is there anything that kind of sticks out?
The old saying someone told me a long time ago. Patience is a virtue, and that's helped me through life a lot.
But you said earlier you needed to have more patience.
Exactly. Yes.
So it's a double entendre of what your reality is?
Yes. To slow down, to just remember to chill, to not take things so seriously. Like those basic, almost cheesy things have really helped me through life, yeah.
Is there someone that you kind of go to advice in hard situations? That you have in particular?
Not anymore. I used to like go to my grandmother for advice a lot. Now it's more so I get inspiration from social media. Like I'll open it up like my TikTok or my Instagram, and there will be like motivational messages or motivational videos, and maybe that's what it is now. It's like, okay. Yeah.
I like that. What would you say is your biggest social media weakness?
Staying on it too long.
You go down a rabbit hole. Which one is your favorite? Or you said Instagram and TikTok. Is there one that you kind of favors even more?
Not really. It's like I like my Twitter, Instagram, TikTok for completely different reasons.
So you're going, you're like an hour here, an hour here, an hour here. Yeah. And then you're like, fuck, my whole day is gone. I'm not camming on fucking Jerkmate. I'm going to get in trouble. What the fuck is going on?
Basically.
So explain to us there at Private Talk. What do you like your Twitter for? What does it do for you for Twitter? Like, why do you say completely different reasons? It's because it's more what?
So for Twitter specifically, my favorite thing about it is I think they are the most accepting platform when it comes to rules and what we get to do. Because of what I do for the industry.
So you can see those big titties and nobody's going to bother you. You're not going to get flagged on Instagram and be like, no, no, no.
Exactly. And it's not that I'm looking for a platform to be like, oh, you can get naked. I think it's more the fact that they let it happen, that it's like, this is a platform that you know more than anything. You're free to express yourself. Like, there's a tolerance there to be yourself and individual. That's, like, my favorite thing about Twitter, yeah.
That's a good explanation of it, for sure. I feel like it's definitely, because of what, you know, we do in the adult industry, it's like we're not always... It's not that we're always looking for that to be completely naked or do us whatever, but it's like you like to do it when if you want it to be artsy or not, to have that way to like express yourself in which way you like.
Exactly.
We just need to express ourselves, you know?
Yes.
What's the biggest life lesson that you have learned from being in the adult industry?
Oh, wow. The biggest life lesson I've learned from being in the adult industry... So many things, like one, to accept my body, like to have more confidence, ended up being a huge life lesson. Get out of my shell, like just accept myself as I am. Like, I'm not going to be perfect, you know, physically or in any other way, and it's okay. Like, that was a huge lesson, yeah.
Would you say that prior to you doing adult work that you were not, that you didn't feel comfortable in your body? Did the industry kind of maybe open you up to feeling that femininity and kind of feeling your own?
Yeah, I think before all of this, I was uptight and I didn't really realize how uptight I was.
Uptight in what sense? Like sexually uptight or just uptight in general because you thought like if someone else maybe showing their tits or being more provocative that you just thought that that wasn't what you're supposed to do? And in what nature do you mean?
Yeah, like all of it. Like physically, sexuality, I realized, oh, I'm really uptight. Like I need to open my mind more to exploring different things, and then also uptight in the way I was carrying myself, like how I would walk into a room and think of everyone else before myself sometimes, like, yeah, stuff like that. Okay. Yeah.
People pleasing doesn't get us anywhere.
Exactly.
We gotta please ourselves again. It goes back to loving ourselves first. I feel like the best thing I ever heard when someone said it was like, you know, when you're on a plane and it's going down, they always tell you put your oxygen mask on first and then you help the person next to you because you can't do anything if you're out.
Yeah.
Love yourself first. What is the best pickup line ever used on you, or has any ever been used on you that's worked?
I don't think so. I think just the simple stuff.
It's like pass you the joint?
Yeah, like
you want to smoke?
I don't think a pickup line has ever worked. I think if there was a pickup line, it was authenticity of just someone really being genuine when they said, you're beautiful or you want to hang out or stuff like that. And I knew like, oh, they mean it. Like they're really trying
felt
to
come it.
In. Yeah, like the chemistry part maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been the one to actually approach somebody first and maybe used your own pickup line?
Yeah, I did that one time and I'll never do it again.
Did you get rejected? Is that why? Or was the pickup line just too corny?
It I think it was just the rejection of it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'll never do that again.
But that was just the wrong person. You just got to keep trying. It's practice. I feel like some people think that you're too much for certain people, but then that person's just not for you. You find that person that's like, oh, they like it. What was the pickup line?
I don't think it was a pickup line. I think I was just, I think I was sweating too much. That might have been what it was. And I said something like, you want to go out with me? Or like, can we date? Or something really corny like that. And they just looked at me and they were like, they actually gave me a hug first. Oh. And then sat down in a chair and was like, no, but I like you. And I was like,
I would have been like, just kidding. Yeah. I didn't fucking like you, bitch.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah.
No. Have you ever sent a nude to the wrong person?
No, I've never done that, actually.
You've never sent a nude to anyone? No. I like that. You just went straight to doing porn and doing cam modeling. I like that. Okay. Maybe you should do it.
I should.
Not to the wrong person. Not to the wrong, to the deserving person. You know, you are single. Maybe the next time you find somebody that's worthy of getting a fun message, you know?
Just I'm open to it.
There you go. Have you ever gotten a tattoo that you've regretted?
No. I have tattoos across my stomach and I don't regret them.
What are your tattoos?
It's like an abstract design of like hearts and thorns.
Okay. So. What is your favorite way to receive affection?
Touch is nice, and just spending time together.
Okay. Let's see. What is a deal breaker for you on a first date? What's something that someone can do that's just you completely know, like, I'm never going to do this again?
Like, maybe something corny, like if they didn't tell me that I needed to pay for the whole date, and then we get there and they're like, actually, I forgot my wallet. Can you do it?
Has that happened?
No, but I know, like, if it did, I would be like.
I'd be like, there's so many forms of things. You have a phone. There's Apple Pay. There's all kinds of things. Now people can't get away with that as easily. I left my wallet at home. Yeah. They tried it. Did you ever watch porn before getting into it?
No.
So how did that come about?
So I was discovered by an editor for a different porn company, and they just messaged me on the DMs one day.
When they say discovered, do you mean by how did they discover you? From your social media, or how did...
I actually have no idea how they discovered me, because it was like... There's so many of us on Twitter. Like, that's where it happened, was on Twitter. So I had never heard of the company before.
What's the company's name?
Oh, it was Scoreland. So they're all about, like, big tits and stuff. So I'm wondering if someone told them about me. But I don't know how it happened. But one day they were in my DMs and they were like, hey, I've seen your pics. I like it. What do you think about working for us? And that's how porn happened.
Okay.
I just...
And immediately you were like, fuck yeah, I'll do it. Or were you like, I'm not really sure.
So I wasn't as quick to jump into porn as camming. It actually took me like 2 or 3 weeks to decide to get into porn. Like,
and why was that, would you say?
I'm not sure. I think I knew what porn was. And something just, for some reason, something told me, like a voice in my head was just like, slow down, look into it, like, do your research, make sure you want to do it. Nobody told me that. It was just, it was like I was going to do it. I was going to type back yes. And then for some reason, it was like, it was just a voice in my head that was like, just look into it first, see if you want to do it. And it wasn't a bad thing. I'm glad I did that. And
it's a smart approach. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people sometimes rush into things and not know, and then they regret it. Where it's like, at least you're knowing and you're, you know, getting all the information that's for you to kind of move forward or not. Because I feel like I always say it's like you have to really make the decision and be like, these movies are never going to go away. It's always going to be out there on the internet. And so it's just depending on like how you choose to move accordingly and how that fits for you in your life.
Exactly. Yeah.
What are you afraid to try, if anything?
Like physical activities, like certain things, like maybe skydiving, stuff like that.
Does that stuff intimidate you? Or it's
it's like, it looks exciting and I'd love to try it, but I don't know if I ever will, but I want to.
Okay, so if somebody was like, hey, we're going on a first date skydiving, you'd be like, I'm gonna have to take a rain check, or would you go? Are you adventurous enough to at least, you know, test the boundaries, or is that just like you don't know if that's something that you could even work up the courage to do?
In my head, I feel like I would say yes, but I'm kind of worried in the moment. I would be right there, and at the last second, I'd be like, no, I'll just watch you do it.
That, I feel like that would be even worse, because then they're like, now you got to go all the way back down, and you have the
Exactly.
How funny. What is the worst gift that you have ever received?
I think it was like a family member gave me a clown doll. Hmm. And they thought I would really like it, but it was just...
Were you a child, or was this of like last year?
Oh, yeah. This was like a long time ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. But recently...
Do clowns scare you?
No, they don't. It's just that doll was weird. I was just like, why would you think I like this? I don't know.
Clowns are not for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever filmed yourself having sex? Not in porn. Personal life.
Oh, no.
No?
Yeah.
You've never let somebody do that yourself? No?
No, and I don't know if that makes me sound like a diva, but I have been asked. And the first thing I thought was like, no, I do porn, camming, OnlyFans. No, I was thinking money first. That was like the first
thing.
But why
is that a bad thing? That's not a bad thing, because you don't know if this person's going to try to use it, which nowadays people have these platforms that you have to have actual like someone's ID, so a model release and things like that. So it's harder to do those things, but you have your rules and your boundaries, and someone can't just think that you're going to just say, fuck yeah, let's just shoot everything.
It was a trust thing because of like celebrity stories of like they were with a boyfriend and then they broke up and then the tapes were released. Mm-hmm. That was literally the first thought in my brain.
It can happen. You never know. Yeah. You never know. Have you had a celebrity slide into your DMs?
I don't think so. Like, yeah, maybe some famous people, but I don't want to say names.
Have you slid into somebody's DMs?
No, no.
No?
No.
Okay. When is the last time that you had sex?
If I don't count porn, I guess it's been a while since I chose not to be in a relationship. Yeah.
So, okay, that's a topic because, okay, we have this conversation with me and my girlfriends, and, like, they're in the business, and they say that when it's for work, it doesn't count. But does it really not count? You're still fucking.
Yes, I have to agree. I think it doesn't count because I think it's about a person's mindset. So there, I'll say it like that. I think if you're true to yourself and you know that what you're doing is a job, then if it's really a job for you, then it's a job and it doesn't count. But if it's not really a job for you and you're there to like really feel things and you're not being professional and it's just all about that, then I could see how people would say
like
that.
I was never there trying to date anyone, but I definitely like what I do for a living, so therefore it's like, you know, I'm gonna get mine. So I feel like if you're coming, then shouldn't it count?
No, I have to say no.
I mean, you're not the only one, because my girlfriends are always like, no, it doesn't count. I'm like, but wait, you just did a scene. They're like, that doesn't count. I'm like, where me, I haven't had sex in months and I'm not doing any scenes. I'm just over here, you know, I'm a virgin again.
I feel like because it's a job, if there wasn't that job aspect where I had to pay my taxes, then
good point.
Maybe.
Okay.
But because there's a serious aspect to it at the end of the day, that's what keeps me being like, all right, it's about the mentality overall. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
I like that for you. All right. You said you had an OnlyFans. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
What, and from what aspect do you like the, because if it's more like the financial freedom part, do you like just the creator part? You know, you're doing all of these different things from camming. Like, what separates it between like camming with somebody like Jerkmate from OnlyFans to doing like scenes with Brazzers?
Camming is my absolute favorite thing. And then porn, and then I guess OnlyFans. And just like social media, it's like I like each one for different reasons. For OnlyFans, I think they're a really nice platform. Like, I like the way it looks. Like, I like how easy it is to navigate. I like that you can sell pictures and videos and just see what happens. Like, I feel like the model is in control of that. Like, you create an account, you try your best, you can use social media or not to see how your growth is gonna go. I think they are just I don't know. I never really think about this stuff. It's like I just go into it and see what happens, and if it works, I'm like, oh yeah, I like it.
What are some of your top selling clips or movies that you have on your OnlyFans? Like, what works best for you?
So actually, I think I do. I've been told I do it different. Like, I think there's two styles to go into OnlyFans. So I've been told that most models, they will operate their OnlyFans to where they're charging every customer a subscription to be their, like a monthly subscription. I don't do that. I make it free. And the only thing I charge for is if a person wants to send me messages. Mm-hmm. And that's how I justify doing that. So I went into it like, I'm not going to tell you to pay me. I'm going to try to give you incentives, and then you decide how much you like me. So if you like the free pictures that I'm uploading on OnlyFans, then you can send me a message and ask about what I offer. And that's what's happened. It's like they liked the pictures I posted for free. They paid to send me a message, like $1, $5, whatever. And they were like, hey, do you offer videos, customs? Do you offer pictures? Mm. And then that's where the money starts coming in. Okay. So I'm like, I have their interest. Then I'll give them the prices, see what they want. And then that's smart. Where it grew. So, yeah.
I like that.
Because I feel like I think it's a good way to do it the other way. But for me personally, I was like, wait. If I'm telling them per person, like it's $5, $50 a month per person, then I kind of felt, for me personally, I was, maybe they might spread me thin. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they would have more control to be like, I'm paying you this per month just to watch you. I want to see more content. And if you don't give it, I'm not going to pay. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a power thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, from no, that for angle. Sure. Yeah.
I think that's one thing I feel about these platforms like OnlyFans and the cam sites. It's like, again, it's on how you want to. Yes. You are your own business. You are your own brand. You bring these types of clients to your pages. So it's like, you know how they operate, or you know how you want to talk to them. And I think that that's a really great strategy to have, because at the end of the day, you are feeling good about what you're doing and they're feeling good about what they're doing, and everybody wins.
Yeah, I want to stress that, like, the things that I say that work for me, the thing I like about the industry and all these companies is it's like, okay, if it works for me, great. But if it does, if the same things I do don't work for someone else, that's also great, because then they can learn, oh, something different works for me. And I love that, because I think it keeps things exciting. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh, I can do things my own way, and I don't have to do it like this. Because I think if you feel like you have to be like everyone else, I think it can put a lot of pressure.
That, and I feel like you get lost in the crowd.
Yes.
Because it's like, what sets you apart from anybody else?
Yes.
So my next question, with that being said, is what makes you unique? What makes you stand out of how you do things?
Based on what I've been told, people have said it's my personality, like the way I engage with people, the way I move, like just a...
You're hypnotizing with those hips, girl?
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You've got a trancing boobie thing, you know? Your boobies are dancing into the hearts?
I am not sure. It's like people have said it's like a vibe that is different to them. So I'll go with that. I'll be like, it's a vibe, the way I interact with people.
Your vibe is vibing. I'm with it. I fuck with it. If you could change jobs, would you? And what would you do instead?
Okay, if I could change jobs, honestly, no, I wouldn't, because...
Say it, girl. Say it proud, yeah. Amber.
I like... Okay, so, like, for me personally, what I would like to do is I just want to do these things until I don't want to, and on the side, I have goals and dreams that I work towards, and that makes me happy. So the answer is no, but then in a hypothetical world, if it was like, okay, well, what would you be doing?
Maybe so what would you be doing?
Art. Okay. Like, I admire people that paint and like all that, so maybe
are you that. Do you paint or do you have that kind of like that gift? Because I feel like, I mean, we can all try and it's like whatever, but I feel like if you go that route, you're either creative in certain ways. It's like you're either paint, you draw, or you're doing that stuff.
I feel like I'm the suffering artist. So it's like, I don't think I'm good at all, and that's like, but I do like to paint, draw, color, like do things like that. So I love it.
Okay, so you said you have these goals and things you're working towards. Can you tell us a little bit about what those are for later on? Like right now, we know you love being a cam model for Jerkmate. We know you love your OnlyFans. You love shooting for companies. Later down the road, do you see something else for you?
Yeah, I would like to be an entrepreneur, and I'm open to what that means for me. So
you're already an entrepreneur.
Yeah. True. Okay. Yeah. Good point.
You're already doing, you know, your own, you have your own business. You got to give yourself credit, Amber.
True.
You know what
true.
I mean? So you have the, you know, as far as that being said, it's like you are your own businesswoman. You have a female owned business and you pay your taxes. That's the entrepreneur thing, all of those things. Is there true. Something maybe that you see yourself maybe either adding to your brand and everything has to shy away from what you're doing, but maybe adding more to it? You know, you talked earlier a little bit, you know, on the sidelines about, you know, you liked how I had my podcast and that's something that you kind of wanted. Is that maybe something that you'd maybe in a hosting situation?
Okay, yeah. Like
not putting words in your mouth, but just giving you ideas.
Yeah, I would. Okay, I'll rephrase it.
Okay.
I would like to, in the future, express my entrepreneurship through different mediums and okay. see what works. So maybe a podcast one day, maybe opening a store of some kind, like stuff
okay.
like that.
All right. See, you gotta start thinking outside the box. That's why I like Private Talk. It's because it's kind of like, not the hard questions, but questions that we don't typically know. We know you have great tits. We know that you have sex on camera. We know you're a cam model, which, you know, we need to know all about Amber. We want to know all that encompasses you, things that motivate you, things that are kind of like driving you to put all this work that you're doing now as a 21-year-old to elevate yourself in your 30s.
I like that. Thanks.
Let's see. Do you have a sex playlist? Do you have something that gets you in the mood maybe before you cam? Do you have like maybe when you're getting ready, maybe a genre type of music?
I think I have a caffeine-based playlist, honestly. It's like it's like go, go, go. It's very upbeat. Like I will listen to like either 80s music or like dance, like techno type, like it's very output.
Techno gets you in the mood though?
Yes.
It makes you want to touch yourself and do naughty things, Amber?
Actually, it really does.
Do you do it to the beat? Amal, do you do it to the beat?
It does. Like I put like this music in my ears and like I will have, okay, I'll put earbuds in and I'll have different music for the fans, but
okay.
in my ears, there's a whole different world happening.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
All right. I've never thought of that. I always just put my own music, and they're gonna see my ass shake the way I want it to, because I don't really care, because it's my ass. It listens to what it wants. You know, it likes.
I like that.
Likes to, you know, likes to move. It likes to jiggle. It likes to do a lot of things.
Yeah. Basically, my fans, the customers, they're listening to what I would consider elevator music, but I'm listening like to something completely.
So how is that even on? Y'all are not on beat in the same thing. You're like all over here and bouncing everywhere with your titties,
yes.
and they're just like, doo, doo, doo,
yes,
jerking it like this.
Yes. That's exactly how it is.
Hey, whatever works. Different strokes for different folks. That's what we say.
It works.
That's funny. I love that. Okay, let's see. You haven't said you've been single for a while. You haven't. Have you? Are you still dating or nothing? Like, have you been on any weird dates, any great dates, anything that's kind of, are you just not dating at all?
I'm not dating at all.
Have you tried dating sites? Was that something maybe you'd be open to?
No, I am terrified to try that.
Terrified? That's a strong word, Andrew. Why terrified? Because they'll maybe see who you are and they think that like, oh, that's a cam model that I talk to. Or terrified and just that somebody is going to answer you back and actually go on a regular date and it could be your match.
Actually, all the horror stories I've heard about what could happen, but maybe I shouldn't listen to those things and just like give it a try, but that's what's kept me from trying it. Yeah.
Well, you can't go based on other people's things, because I feel like, you know, yes, there are horror stories with everything, but you know, maybe it'll work for you, maybe
true.
not, maybe at least you know you try. That's
true.
Why I was like, I'm a firm believer of trying everything once, maybe twice, so you know, you know, first time's always kind of like second time's then you really know, third time I'm done.
true
What do I want to ask you next? Have you ever been kicked out of a place? And if so, what happened?
No. It's never happened.
Never happened?
No.
If you could relive one day, what would it be and why?
Maybe days that I've been to the beach. There's something about it.
Water baby? Just makes it all peaceful?
Yeah.
I like that for you. All right, last question before my favorite part, Truth Will Tax Us. What is your biggest fear? Or are you fearless?
No, I have fears. Let's see. My biggest fear is that maybe I'll try really hard for something and not get it. Maybe something like that.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to my favorite part. It's called Truth with Texas. It's a little game that Miss Texas made up, and we get to play and get to know each other a little bit more intimately. Cool. There's four sets of questions, romantic, kinky, spicy, and naughty. And we'll go through each category, get to know you a little bit better. And, yeah, maybe your fans on your Jerkmate account know these things already. Maybe they don't. Maybe Private Talk After Dark is listening to some things and trying to get to know you a little bit better. So, naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Spanked.
Do you like dirty talk? You dirty talk yourself, but do you like your partner to dirty talk and play with you, or do you just like be the one dirty talking and being a dom?
I think in my personal life, I'd prefer for them to just do the dirty talking and I kind of listen to it.
So you like to be a sub?
Yeah.
Okay. Lube or spit?
Lube.
Have you ever, prior to being in the adult industry, had sex at work?
No.
Have you ever had sex outside?
Yeah, like in a truck.
Okay. What kind of outfits turn you on? Are you someone who likes to dress up for your partner? Do you like just to be naked? Do you like just as long? Like, what is your sexy outfit attires consist of?
Personally, I just like being naked.
Just naked? Spread eagle and just take me as I am?
Yeah.
Let's go. Big titties all.
Yes.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yeah.
Can I hear what that sounds like? I love how every time you're like, and done.
Yeah, basically.
That's it? That's all? That's all. Is that how you really come? You only make that a little bit of a noise?
Oh, no. When I really come, I'm probably too loud and, yeah.
Never too loud, Amber. No, whoever tells you that, they're just fucking the wrong person. Never too loud. The neighbors can hear.
Yeah.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
Sloppy toppy. What is your biggest turn off?
Like sexually? Or?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like maybe licking a guy's nipples. Like I can do it, but it's not my favorite thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like to role play?
Just for work. Okay. I don't think in my personal life.
I saw a little glimmer of, you know, a sparkle in your eye. You're like, what did you dress up as that you really enjoyed?
Like, when I'm at work, I have a lot of fun with it. Like, I'll do, like, nurse role play and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like taking care of your patients, huh? Mm-hmm. Do you smother them with your tits?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Resuscitation, the only way. Giving or receiving golden showers? Are you into it? Have you done it? Would you do it?
I've never done it. I'm open to it. Like, I want to be more open-minded in life. So if I haven't tried something, I'd like to try it.
Sure. I like that. All right, spicy questions. What's something you would not do sexually? Absolutely on your no list. Never going to try it. Don't have any desire to do it.
I feel like I need examples. Let me think.
It could be gangbang, and it can be like maybe DP. It could be fingers in your ass. It could be spitting. It could be choking. You like that? Or you like spanking?
Double vag, double anal, like two cocks in my pussy, two cocks in my ass. Like
that fits?
I don't think I would do that. But okay. I think it looks awesome when other people do it. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I saw the thing about, what was it, the whole meme coming around where it's like, it's about your asshole being able to stretch enough. It's like, so we're like, what is it, like 4 feet? And I'm like, I don't want to try or learn anything. But I'm like, that's a lot. I'm like, yeah. What's going in there? I'm like, it's nothing. No, thank you. Miss Texas says no. Just say no. Do you like sex toys in the bedroom, in your personal life?
Yeah, vibrators, all that, yeah.
Have you ever had a guy be too intimidated because you've whipped out a vibrator?
Yes.
And he said, fuck you, I'm doing it anyways, or you put it away in your drawer and just fucked him?
I tried to put it away and just fuck, but I remembered because I was like, well, and then my strip partner would be cool with it.
And then you stuck it in his ass?
That would be awesome, but no, I didn't do it.
So you'd be open to that with your partner if he allowed it, if he was into it?
Yeah, just to see if I liked it too, like.
Have you ever been in that kind of scenario? Maybe not with a partner, but in scenes that you kind of stimulated you to maybe where you could like it?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I like that. Not yet. Who are some of your favorite porn stars? Do you have any? Do you watch any porn, like, after you being in the business that you maybe, like, watch to, like, maybe get some tips? Maybe because you were horny?
I think, like, I don't watch porn. I just make the porn.
Okay, that's fair. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had somebody fall asleep during sex?
No.
Craziest place you've ever had sex?
Nowhere yet, and that pisses me off because I actually want to do stuff like that.
This is why you need to go out there and be adventurous. You got to, like, you know, you're not dating anyone in particular, so you just date and find people who are, you know, adventurous.
Yeah.
Dated somebody older?
Yes.
Is that normally typically your way you like to go, or do you like same age, younger, does it matter?
Yeah, I typically like older guys, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's the oldest guy you ever dated?
He was in his 40s.
Okay. Have you ever stayed in a relationship because of sex? The sex was just so good that you're just like ignoring all these red flags.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that.
I've done that. I think we've all done that, girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever thrown up on someone while giving head?
Nope, just for my porn.
Okay. Kinky questions. Bondage, yes or no?
I haven't done it in my personal life, but I really want to try that.
Quickest orgasm?
Couple minutes.
Okay.
If I'm mentally stimulated, I can come very fast.
What, could you describe what an orgasm feels like to you?
It's like an explosion that just takes over my whole body.
Are you someone's like eyes rolled back kind of head? Are you screaming? Are you like shaking? Are you...
I think I'll keep my eyes closed, but there's like a whole movie going on in my head while the person's in front of me, and it's just like, it's an overstimulation of awesomeness.
Sexy. Get inside Amber's head. We can find all the good gems in there. Do you have any fetishes? Do you like feet? Do you like big asses? Do you like tit play? I know you've got some big titties over there. By the way, how big are your tits?
So they are like M double M cups.
M double M cups? What is that? That exists?
Oh, yeah. There's way bigger out there. But, yeah, these are mine. Yep. They're like 2,400 cc's and just of water bags.
Did you name them? Do you talk to them? Do you, like, do something special to them to keep them so nice?
Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise. Okay.
I do keep them nice, like oil lotion.
Okay, is that just for the camming, or you just do it regardless if you're not working or not?
It's also for my skin, and it helps so much. Wearing a bra, too, with how much they weigh 6 pounds each, so I found wearing a bra just helps, like, keep them up. And
yeah. How do you tell, like, how much your boobs weigh? Like, you just, what scale does this tit scale exist in?
When I woke up from the operating table, the surgeon was smiling, and he was like, they weigh 6 pounds each. Just want you to know that. Nice. That's how I know that. I was like,
nice.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like, how does this exist? I'm like, obviously, I mean, I have nice boobs, but I don't have really like 6 pound tits, you know?
Yeah, that's what I found out.
Nice. Did you always want big boobs?
Yeah.
So when was that decision? Like, did you do it right away? Did you, like, what prompted you to go that large?
It was like I was just hoping my natural tits would just get bigger, and they weren't. And then it became kind of an obsession. I was like, well, I want it. And then, like, seeing women with bigger boobs and then knowing I could do surgery. So I was like, I'll get it.
Have you ever crushed anything with those boobs?
Water bottles.
Water bottles? Okay. I saw this one night. I was in an interview somewhere when I was doing a feature dance, and she, like, did this whole, like, broken watermelon with her tits. It was, wow. Like, that was strength. That was, like, mouth was like down to here. I was like, how does that happen? I'm like, even if I sat on one, I don't think it would break.
I couldn't do that.
What is your favorite time of day to have sex?
As soon as I wake up or right before I fall asleep.
Okay. Yeah. Start the day off right and end it great. Yeah. What is a sex skill that you are most proud of?
Sex skill?
Sex skill.
Oh, skill. Sorry.
You're like, scale. I already told you how big my tits were. You're like, what?
Blowjob.
Blowjob?
Yeah.
Okay. Throat goat over here? Am I over here? That's what you're known for?
I love deep throating. It's just, I don't know. It turns me on.
Nothing wrong with that. Have you ever woken up to someone that you did not know their name?
No, but I have woken up thinking of other people and been like, oh, maybe I should quit having sex with this person since I woke up thinking of somebody else.
But did you ever think about that person while you're getting fucked by the other person?
Oh, yeah.
I did that all the time. Yeah. I was like, that's just great. I'm like, what's wrong with that? They don't got to know.
Exactly.
You're playing those movies in your head, girl. That's all. It makes you come harder. It makes you think because it's taboo, too. So you're just like, don't you know there's someone else here, but you don't know who he is.
Yeah, but then I don't want to date them anymore because it's fun for a while. But then it's like, I don't even like you. I'm just using your dick and thinking of someone else. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see where it gets played out. You know, it's just, you know, you don't keep repeat offending. That fantasy can only play so many times until you need a new one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been in an orgy?
No, but I would like to.
What would be your ideal scenario for an orgy? Like, from girls to guys, like, what would your ideal thing be?
I'd like to, like, walk into, like, a party or something where there's, like, I don't know, at least over 50 people. Okay. And it's, like, girls, guys, couples, singles.
So
like,
free for all.
Yeah.
You should be invited to a swingers party. They could do that and be like, hey, tag me in. I'm in.
Yeah, like something like that.
But would you be open to it now, or is that something that just kind of excites you, like, sexually?
Oh, no, I think.
Like, if I told you, hey, Amber, I got an invite for us. We're going to a swingers party, and there's about 50 people. We might get gangbanged. We might not.
I would go.
You would go?
Yes, I would go.
Okay, I'll keep you in mind. Not that I get invited to any of these private these parties, private talk, but you never know. There's always a time. There's always a chance. Now I know who I can call.
Yes.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Yes, I have been told that.
What was the kink that made them like be like, girl, I just can't?
Choking. I was with someone.
You were choking them, or you wanted them to choke you?
I wanted to try it for like the first time. We were just doing, I guess, vanilla stuff. And I was like, he was on top of me and I was laying on the bed and I just had the thought and I was like, hey, do it. And then that's when.
And he was like, no, bitch, I'm trying to go to jail. Or he was just like, my dick went limp. Like, what scenario?
Both. It was like he was very nervous, and then he was like, no, why do you think like that? That's weird. And I was like, oh, okay.
Your dick's not for me, sir. Next.
Yeah.
Did he finish at least?
I don't even remember. I was like,
you're
fuck
that guy.
Yeah.
All right, last set of questions, romantic questions. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
What's the most romantic thing that you've done for a partner?
I've been told I'm like a hopeless romantic. I'm the kind of person that I just want to do things for them, whatever that means.
We want you to be a hopeful romantic. We don't want you to be a hopeless romantic.
Hopeful. I like that better. Hopeful.
Yeah, it gives more of the word behind it. I feel like I like things with intentions, and we have to put things out in the universe that are positive, because I feel like sometimes we forget that when we either complain or say what other people think about us, and that's not what we feel for us, is that we also attract that, which we don't want that. We want what we want to be hopefully romantic, because, you know, I feel like too much of something for someone is either somebody else's everything.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's something that maybe a part, if you haven't done anything for a partner, has somebody done something to you that's kind of stood out to you that was romantic?
Like, I would be open to like cooking for them, or like just wanting to do special things or get something for them, like something they could do for me, like.
So acts of service is how you like to show your love.
Yeah, because I just like to see that they're happy. Mm-hmm. What they could do for me, like, We could just do something spontaneous. If they were like one day, like, hey, we're going to go here and we're going to do this, that would make me really happy.
I feel like you're also kind of like let somebody draw your bath kind of person, give you some like unexpected flowers, maybe cook for you or listen to something kind of that you talked about, but that you didn't really over like think about, but you like made it known that they were listening to
you. Yeah, like if they surprised me with something that they knew that I liked, that would mean a lot to me. Yeah.
Sex on the first date?
Yeah.
You're like, absolutely.
Yeah. If you like them, why not?
Giving or receiving?
Both.
Gotta pick one.
Oh, okay. Fine. Giving. Giving.
I knew that was going to be your answer. You seem like quite the, you know, giver. Turn-ons. What turns you on about a significant other? Or a sexual partner? Doesn't have to be significant other.
Their smile, their eyes, their energy. Chemistry means a lot to me, so yeah. Okay.
Foreplay or sex? If you could only have one, what would you get down with?
Sex.
That's a hard one, I know.
Yeah.
Naked or lingerie?
Naked.
Lights on or lights off?
Off.
Bathroom sex? Have you done it?
No, but I'd love to fuck in the shower.
Mm. It's tricky. It's slippery in there. Slippery when wet. It's not a lie. What is a perfect date night for you?
Perfect date night, let's see, like, we go to a park, we get burgers somewhere, like, just simple stuff. Like, I don't need, like, the whole red carpet thing. I think that would make me really nervous. The simpler, the better.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Have you ever taken a call during sex?
No. But I think it would be so hot, like, if him or I did that, like, I
okay,
don't know.
That turns you on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, would if they were trying to talk all serious.
Would
like,
you try to, like, be louder or make them do something to know that they were fucking in the background?
I just feel like that would make me, like, giggle a lot, and I'd be like.
Okay.
But, yeah.
If you needed a fun safe word, what would your safe word be?
A fun one? Maybe, like, flowers.
Flowers?
Peace.
Peace?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that is the truth with Texas. You did very well. I hope you enjoyed yourself here at Private Talk. Is there anything that you would like to ask Miss Texas?
What makes you love what you do?
What makes me love what I do? I think for me, it's like just doing things that I authentically like and that are on brand with me. I don't ever do anything I don't want to do. You know, I struggled with people pleasing in the past and, you know, that didn't really serve me because I always wasn't what I wanted to do. So intentionally, I do what I'm good at. I like talking to people. I like, you know, having conversations and getting to know people more on a personal level and also an intimate level. And yeah, I just do what I do. Miss Texas is Miss Texas if you're nasty, you know? But we're not being that nasty. It's Private Talk After Dark, but, you know, you want to see the good stuff, you know where to follow me. But let us know, Private Talk, so we can follow you, all your social media, where we can find you on Jerkmate. Let them know.
Okay, so you guys can follow me on Jerkmate. Check out my cams. Just search Jerkmate and then put in Amber Alina, and there I am.
There you are.
Yep. And then for social media, my Instagram, it's amberalina.x. Twitter is amberalina XXX. And my TikTok, amber.alina. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Private Talk. And thank you, Amber Alina. Thank you, Jerkmate, for sponsoring this podcast. I loved it. I love getting to know you more and letting Private Talk get to know more about your site. Make sure you go over there and support our girl. And until we meet again.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season. and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the neighborhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the neighborhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus, You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves the potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.